So on this day.
Yeah.
In 1868.
I don't remember it.
Me neither. But the very first traffic light was installed.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's great.
Yes. Love Imagine a life lights. Without traffic lights. Imagine the chaos.
A lot of chaos, yeah.
Right.
You're right.
I mean, you know, four-way stops are difficult enough
mm-hmm.
without the traffic light. So, yeah. Like, imagine just, wow.
And they're all timed.
Yeah.
Aren't they?
Yeah.
There's nothing worse, by the way, just on a side note. I love traffic lights, by the way. Nothing worse, though, driving from Webster out to Sodus on 104.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of traffic lights.
Eastbound. But you hit that rhythm of everyone's a stoplight.
Yeah, if you hit one, you're going to hit them all.
It's awful. Mm-hmm. It makes me want to pull off the road, wait for 5 minutes, and give it another shot. Try to get a different rhythm down
because
it's just terrible.
It is. Yeah. It is. It's annoying.
And first world problems.
Yes,
but go ahead.
Yeah. Right. So before traffic lights, traffic police controlled the flow of traffic.
Oh.
But on December 9th, 1868, the first non-electric gas-lit traffic lights were installed outside the Houses of Parliament in London.
Gas-lit, you say?
Yes. Perfect. It was designed by a British railroad engineer, and there were only two settings. There was stop and there was caution, and that they were indicated by a bar held horizontally or lowered to a 45-degree angle.
Oh, I've seen pictures of those.
And at night, red and green lights were used to make the bar visible, meaning that in this case, green actually meant slow down instead of go.
Well, that's confusing, right?
Yeah.
If I ever travel back in time, I'll need you to remind me of that.
Right. So the gas lantern was manually turned by a traffic police officer with a lever at its base so that the appropriate light faced traffic. Although it was said to be successful at controlling traffic, its operational life was brief because it exploded on January 2nd, 1869. So not even a month after.
Boom.
It exploded as a result of a leak in one of the gas lines under the pavement and injured the police officer who was operating it.
Well, that's terrible.
Yes.
It really is.
Yes. So before there were traffic lights for cars, there were traffic lights for trains.
Oh, yeah.
I said there was a railroad engineer that invented this first traffic light. First, railroad companies used red to mean stop, white to mean go, and green to mean caution.
Mm.
Railway companies eventually moved to the color green for go, and because it's easily distinguishable from the other colors, yellow became the standard for indicating when trains should proceed with caution.
You know, I've always assumed that green means go. I mean, green means go, but apparently it has not always meant that.
Yeah, and they used red partially because it's the color with the longest wavelength, which means that it can be seen from a greater distance, which is important when you're trying to stop, especially a train, right?
Oh, yeah. Wavelengths. Yeah, that's it. Thanks for bringing science into it,
Sarah.
You're
welcome. So in 1912, the first electric traffic light was developed by a policeman named Lester Wire.
Lester Wire.
Great name. Lester Wire.
Lester Wire, right.
In Salt Lake City, Utah. It had just two colors, red and green, and a buzzer to provide a warning for color changes.
Oh, yeah, I like the buzzer. That's nice.
It was installed on the corner of East 105th Street and Euclid Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio. The first four-way, three-color traffic light was created by another police officer named William Potts in Detroit in 1920.
Bill Potts,
yep. He was concerned about how police officers at four different light signals could not change their lights all at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
That would be tough.
That's a problem.
You're right.
The answer was a third light that was colored yellow, which was the same color that they used for the railroads.
Oh.
So that's where they got the yellow from.
Wow, yeah.
So in 1922, traffic towers were beginning to be controlled by automatic timers. The main advantage of the use of the timer was that it saved cities money by replacing traffic officers.
Yeah.
In New York City, they were able to reassign all but 500 of their 6,000 officers working on the traffic squad, and that saved the city $12.5 million.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Well, they need it. Yeah.
The control of traffic lights made a big turn with the rise of computers in America in the 1950s. Thanks to computers, the changing of lights made the traffic flow even better, thanks to computerized detection.
Oh, yeah.
A pressure plate was placed at intersections so that computers would know that a car was waiting at the red light. Some lights don't have any sort of detectors, though. For example, in bigger cities, the traffic lights sometimes just simply operate on timers because there's just always traffic.
Yeah. Have you ever been at that where you're like in the middle of the night, and you're stopped at a red light and
there's
nobody
literally
coming.
No traffic, and then
you wait there for like 5 minutes and there's nothing.
And you think to yourself, should I go?
I have
But
gone.
If I do... Is there going to be a police officer at this exact moment?
Usually there would be, but yeah, I've done that. I've snuck through cautiously, slowly, of course.
Right. So Asheville, Ohio is the home of the oldest working traffic light in the world.
Wow.
It was used at an intersection of public roads from 1932 to 1982 when it was moved to a local museum. Mm. And according to AAA, the average American spends 58.6 hours every year waiting at red lights.
Yeah, that's a long time.
That's a long time.
Long days. All right, you picked out a record to go along with the traffic light, did you?
Yeah, so we're going to play 1, 2, 3 Red Light by the 1910 Fruit Gum Company.
We will do it. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
It's the 1910 Fruit Gum Company, 1, 2, 3 Red Light. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that song here on Legends?
Because we were talking about traffic lights.
Yeah.
Because the first traffic light was installed on this day in 1868.
Let's recap 3 things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. You ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. Traffic lights are based on railroad signals.
Traffic lights didn't have yellow lights until 1920.
And the average American spends over 58 hours every year waiting at red lights.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That's terrible. That's a long time.
That is a long time. But we're lucky here. We don't have a whole lot of traffic
deal with. Really. You're right. You're right. We don't. But it is frustrating when you're sitting at a red light and you can see there's no cars coming. And you're like, does this light not have a sensor? And you're right. Not all lights do have sensors or pressure plates like they used to have back in the original times. Folks want to learn more about traffic lights. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my Wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there is a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Perfect. We'll do that. We'll catch up this weekend on your Wiki Corners from the week, which have included the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree, Kirstie Alley, who passed away, cotton candy, Snapple, which is still manufactured, just not advertised, and traffic lights today. Wonderful. You have a good weekend?
You too.
Back with you again on Monday at 4:10 with a fresh episode?
Absolutely.
Sounds good. We'll check traffic. Melanie Sands in for Ed Smith next. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, 38th special, Paul Young, and a whole lot more with your request at 5 o'clock on the legendary drive at 5. If you love the neighborhood you live in, but your house, you kind of get a little tired of it. Rather than moving, why not invest in remodeling your home? You can do it, and you can do it on a budget with our friends at Sal's Remodeling.